Welcome to News Tribune on Tap. I'm Gary Castor, managing editor at the Jefferson City News Tribune and host of News Tribune on Tap, a weekly conversation about news and issues in Jefferson City that matter to you. Today's special guest is Leanne Perillo. Hello, Leanne.
Hello.
Leanne is cultural arts program manager for the Jefferson City Parks Department. She's here because we got a great event coming up that we want to talk a little bit about called Porch Fest.
Yeah.
So let's get the details out there first as to when and where it's at. Okay. And then let's talk about what in the world is Porch Fest.
Yeah, definitely. Well, Porch Fest is happening Sunday, October 6th from 1 to 4 p.m. So it's coming up quick, just like the rest of the year has. And it's going to be on Forest Hill Avenue and West Main Street, which is over by Memorial Park. That's going to be one of the better places to park is over there. So that kind of whole area, west side area, is where the footprint will be. Porch Fest itself, for those who do not know what it is, it's a fun, super big cultural arts festival. It was created in Jefferson City in 2018, but it's actually a national-wide event that happens in other states. New York is where it started, and other states kind of create their own. So Jefferson City saw a need to highlight all of the local artists and talents we have. And so that's kind of why Porch Fest was born. And it really, the feel for Porch Fest is to go to different neighborhoods. It started with either historic or, you know, underutilized neighborhoods that they wanted to bring light to. And so we actually started on Capitol Avenue in 2018. And then since then, we've kind of moved to different neighborhoods. And so even though we're on Forest Hill and West Main for the fall, we actually have a different location in the spring. So we do two a year. And when you come out to Porch Fest, what you're going to find is pretty much every type of art medium. We line the street, whatever street we're on. All the homeowners donate their porches and we put musicians on them. Each porch is going to have three musicians. So from 1 to 2, 2 to 3, 3 to 4. So in that little time frame of 1 to 4 p.m. during the event, you can really see up to 60 artists. We have a ton of them. We usually have 14 to 17 porches, all filled with artists. And then what's cool is as you're kind of walking up and down the street, experiencing the music, down the middle of the street, you're also going to find artists doing demos. You're going to find activities to engage in for you to do, community art projects, and just entertainers walking around the whole time too. It's just a really, we kind of call it like a fun neighborhood party that just pops up, art goes everywhere, and then we disappear like it never happened.
Sure.
It's a fun day.
Well, and it's free, right? And you go at your own pace, right?
Yep.
So if you want to spend the entire day at one act, you can.
You can, yep. A lot of people, some people bring lawn chairs and they, like you said, they are coming to see one act particularly. They'll post up at that porch the entire time. And then other people stroll and some people will come the entire 1 to 4. Or like I said, you can really come at the last hour and still catch all of the entertainment because, you know, if there's a porch participating, it's going to have some kind of art act on it. If it be comedy, theater, music, all kinds of stuff. So yeah, you can come anytime during that event. But there's so much to do. You really, you know, we need more than 3 hours to do all of it.
Sure. Well, so let's talk about music first. So on these porches, what styles of music would one encounter?
We actually get such a wide array of them. We have everything from reggae to blues to country, alternative rock, you know, all kinds of stuff. We even have before like a metal band that's performed. We keep it acoustic. And so that makes it a little bit more interesting for musicians and harder, of course, because since the neighborhoods are so close together and the houses, we want to make sure that, you know, every artist is represented well and heard. So that's why we keep it acoustic. But yeah, any genre of music you're going to find.
Yeah. And in that same footprint of that neighborhood, you've got the symphonic band.
So that last year was the first time actually in the same neighborhood they joined us for their 100th anniversary. And so this year they reached back out. We had such a well-received pour from the community. It was wonderful. It just, everyone really enjoyed it. It was great for them for the exposure. There's about, I think, 60 to 70 members of the symphony. And so when they reached out to us last year, we joked because we didn't really have a porch big enough for them. And so West Elementary School last year, as well as this year, has been so kind to us and donated their facility for us to use just for the symphony. And so West, you know, kind of joined that neighborhood hospitality. Shop Girl, Art 101, West Main Pizza, D&D Market, and Break Time. Those are all businesses on that corner down there. And all of them support Porch Fest, join us, and offer something during that time. So it's a really cool thing that turned into such a neighborhood, turned into now all the commercial businesses in that area as well. So it's really cool. The West Side is really showing up and supporting Porch Fest and kind of taking over the neighborhood for the afternoon.
Sure. On the other side of that footprint, you've got also Memorial Park where you can hear some blues.
Yeah, so the Missouri Blues, this is their annual fundraiser for blues in the schools. So it's all the money is, like I said, for fundraising. And they do barbecue Sundays out there. They're going to have three bands. They are not acoustic. So they actually have full-on setup, stage, speakers. A lot of people spend the whole day down there as well. That's great parking for either event. But what makes it so nice being at Memorial and the collaboration between the two events is you can start at either one and kind of do both. The blues is awesome. Like I said, we've been partnering with them for, I think this is the third year they're joining. And like I said, for such a great cause, we're glad that they can raise money for putting music back in the schools.
Yeah. So we've kind of talked about the musical offerings. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the arts.
Yeah.
The more visual. What do we experience there?
Definitely. And you're going to kind of have a mixture because we have a mixture of actual artists. So that'll visual artists, they're going to be doing paintings. They're going to be doing some woodworking. We have a woodworking artist coming. We have pottery. So when it comes to visual arts, you're going to see a lot of artists doing demos, as well as they have different booths and showing their art. But then we also have some businesses joining us and doing some art activities. So Little Leaf Essentials does like planting little succulents and little kind of plants, and getting into the fall, it's kind of the last event they do. So it's kind of fun that they end their year with Portrait and then they do everything online. Bryn, who runs the backdrop, they come and put up a selfie station. And so there's going to be a lot of interactive things, as well as your normal face paint. We're doing a magic show, jugglers, you know, we have all kinds of little things going around. So what's cool about it is you get to meet a lot of artists. We encourage the community members to come out, ask them about what they're working on, ask them about their skills with it, because they all have a story of why they're so passionate about that. And so that's one of our favorite parts, is just encouraging the community to meet the artist and get to know what they do and ask them questions.
Yeah. Well, it's such a unique event, and it's so family friendly.
Oh, yeah.
There are activities there for children as well.
Oh, yeah.
Or with some hands-on type things.
All ages. Yep. And for adults, we have everything from even yard games. You know, you can just hang out and play some cornhole. We have interactive art stations, so you can try some weaving, coloring stations for the little kids. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we try to provide something for everyone, because we want the whole family to come hang out. We want you to be able to, you know, throw your blanket or your lawn chairs in the grass and, you know, feel safe and just really enjoy the afternoon. So it's a very casual, organic event that, like I said, it draws a big crowd, but it pops up and then it goes away. Yeah. And it's, you know, twice a year. It's cool. It
draws a great crowd. Mm-hmm. And it's not just the folks in the neighborhood, as you mentioned. I mean, there are folks from the city, around the city, that will come out and,
and
visit. So let's talk about, again, some of the logistics there. Mm-hmm. For those who are not able to just walk over to the event, where's the best place to park? What are things they should consider?
Yeah. So, you know, so parking, there's a couple different areas that you can park in. Memorial Park is going to be the biggest lot, as well as across the street at the church. West School has some parking further down on Main Street. So some people do park in the neighborhoods. We just ask to be really respectful of our neighbors. One thing that's really great about Porch Fest is, you know, this is a neighborhood event. So we don't want to be blocking driveways. We don't want to be blocking intersections. We have an ADA drop-off area right up at the corner of Forest Hill and Main Street. So people can be dropped off right there and then be in the footprint and then park later as well. Good walking shoes with these older neighborhoods, because we do go into historic neighborhoods. Sometimes the sidewalks are uneven, so we always ask that. Good walking shoes. Just be aware of your surroundings. You know, the last couple times we've had cool weather, but we've also had really hot weather. Sunscreen, hats. Just like I said, be prepared to be outside. You know, if you were going out to, like I said, a picnic for a few hours, that's how you should treat it. Bug spray, all of that.
Sure. How to bring some cash, right?
Yep.
There are opportunities at the booths to perhaps buy some of the products of the artists.
Yep. So we do, in fact, have our own Porch Fest merch. So you can definitely go. We have a tent at the corner of Forest Hill and West Main. That's our artist check-in and merch station. But the artists, like I said, do have a lot of art on display and for sale, as well as the musicians playing. They actually all donate their time for tips. If you want to come out and support the artist, that is the best way. Buy a piece of art. You know, tip the musicians. Buy one of their CDs. Some of the musicians have shirts for sale. It's a really great way for our community to give back to the art, you know, and support them, because these people are our community, our neighbors. We do have some musicians coming from like Columbia and the Lake that want to come support Jefferson City. And so we want to, you know, not only welcome them, but show them support that way as well. So we're just, you know, we're just so lucky that an event like this brings, let's say, 80 plus artists of different kinds, and they all do it just because they love the city and they love giving back to the community and showing off that art is so important in people's lives.
Yeah. Well, you know, Leanne, as I walk around and I listen to music and I look at art, I get hungry.
Yes, yes.
Is there any places I can nourish myself as while I'm nourishing my soul?
Yes. And what's actually really cool too is we have new ones. We are trying to always incorporate new food vendors and give people opportunity to be a part of our event. And so we have some returning, of course. We have some of our local favorites like Ready Pop coming, freeze dried treats coming. Nice. And then we have two new ones, Living Aloha.
Oh, I love Living Aloha.
I've not actually had them yet. Oh, so I am looking forward to it. They're our coffee truck. And then Smoky Island Hut is a barbecue truck come in. And then we're going to have, like I said, some others that are returning, but super excited to be, you know, welcoming some new vendors as well. So bring your cash as well as cards for that. But there's going to be, you know, with Porchfest, we try, I think we have total 17 food vendors. It's a mixture of, you have some that are just popcorn and candy and treats, and then you have your main food, and then you have drinks like Quick Lemonade is coming and they do the lemonade. So what's cool about having so many food vendors is that you have so many options. The lines aren't very long, you know, and so people can either come grab your favorite food or try a new one, but it works really well that everyone does really well on the food vendor side, and they're ready to serve and love it. One thing we always try to incorporate every time is a community art project. Mm-hmm. Community art project basically is something that as you're strolling the street, you're going to walk by and you can just add your little touch to it. We've done fingerprints, we've done, you know, string projects. And so the same this year, we're going to be having actually multiple community art projects. Because what we like to do after the community art projects are created, we, you know, highlight them and show them off at local businesses such as City Hall. We put it at Capital Arts' Art Gallery. It's just a cool way. I actually have one in my office. This last spring, we had a community art project that was all like blank, colorful faces on a canvas, and you got to come up and draw your own portrait with a Sharpie. It turned out fantastic. Like I said, I have it hanging in my office, so that way when people come in, they can kind of talk about Porchfest, and we say 500 people that came today all had a hand in creating this artwork together. Yeah, so we're always adding the community art projects, and so we'll have a few of those on display as well.
So what are some of the projects you're going to have?
So one we're doing is a community mural. So where basically you can come up and, you know, add pretty much any. It's going to be either painting or markers. And so it's kind of like a little mixture of an abstract piece. And then we have a big weaving board. Usually we've done a weaving board where it's just strings, but we're actually encouraging them to make a rug. So at the end of Porchfest, we're hoping to have a tightly wound rug. Now, whether that happens or not, a few years ago, we had a string project over at McClung, and it turned into the kids just threw the balls of yarn everywhere. And it was like the biggest, coolest public art piece that went from a little community art project to then a public art project. So it's fun to see how those evolve. And everyone, like I said, adds their little touch to it.
Yeah. So you're right. I mean, this has been going on for several years.
Since 2018.
Since 2018. Mm-hmm. So what are some of your favorite memories that kind of inspire you to do this every year?
So there's so many. There is so many. One thing, I think it's hard to pick one because I think as a committee, we're a committee of six people, including myself. And, you know, the one thing we always ask ourselves at the beginning of every meeting of planning Porchfest is like, what's going to be different, right? We don't want to do the same cookie cutter stuff. What's going to be different? What can we add? That in itself, I think, is so cool because every time we add something new, those are new memories that we take. I remember the year with the petting zoo. I love animals. So it was hard not for me as an organizer just to sit in the petting zoo area the whole time. This year, we're incorporating stilt walkers. So that's something cool, you know, that people will be able to take a photo with. So I'm sure that'll be, you know, so all my memories are just really being able to incorporate new stuff. One of my favorite is, you know, Porchfest started as a spring event. It was so popular. It became a fall event as well. And then because of just the support of the community, we do a Christmas version of it. And so that was a really fond memory that I'm just like Christmas fanatic. So I think that was a little selfish on my side of like, yeah, we got to do a Christmas version. Right. But, you know, I just have loved being a part of it. I've been a part of it since the very beginning with the same committee, Quentin Rice, Holly Stitt, Ken Hussey, Phil Stiles, and Lane joined us a couple years ago and with the News Tribune. So it's just been this core group that just love it. I mean, it's hard during our meetings, you know, to not get carried away with the artistic of ideas of all the things we can do. But like I said, I think we have a really great group, and it's just a joy for us to see what can we do new, right? Yeah. What can we introduce Jefferson City to?
Well, I think it's an interesting aspect this also is, I mean, the neighborhoods welcome this back, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's not as if we got a crazy idea, let's do this, and then never come back.
No, we have to be invited. We would not have an event if it was not for the neighborhoods. That's our biggest thing is we couldn't do it. We're just lucky that the neighborhoods, not only invite us back, donate the porches, because you not only have to have a neighborhood willing, you have to have enough porches. I think our first one, we maybe only had five. Mm-hmm. And like you said, now we're at 17 porches. So it's grown. The neighbors have just been absolutely wonderful in both areas. When we were on Capitol Avenue, it was a lot more businesses. So mm-hmm. when the tornado hit, for one, that was the big reason we moved, because we didn't have shade. But what we found when we moved from Capitol Avenue to more to residential is that the residential, they really have to have the buy-in. Yeah. They're decorating their houses. They're cutting their grass. They're putting out bales of hay to be able to sit on. So they are going all out. And if it wasn't for them, like I said, it wouldn't be an event.
Inviting strangers into their neighborhood, right?
But that's like the old days. That's what I love about it. I'm not from here originally. Yeah. And I always joke that, where I'm from in Colorado, you knew all your neighbors because of events like this. And as the world has changed, even with COVID, I think there has been that, you're in your own area, your own space, you don't interact a lot. So yeah, it's a big deal. Like I said, it brings me back to kind of like I said, the years and years ago where you just want to know everyone, you want to meet your neighbors. And yeah, it is very much they're opening their, their bubbles to people to come. And the one thing I've just loved about Porch Fest, more so on our community standpoint, is the community takes care of it. They pick up their trash, they pick up after their pets. When we leave at 4:35, when the event is over, the neighborhood looks, if not better than when we got there, the same. And that's important because we wouldn't be invited back. So we're just so grateful that the attendees love it so much that if they wanted to keep coming back, they know that they have to, take care of it as well.
Absolutely. Okay. So give us the details again. Yep. Time, date, place.
So coming up quick, Sunday, October 6th, and it's 1 to 4 p.m., mainly on Forest Hill Avenue and West Main, and then Memorial Park, as well as the intersection of Dix Road and West Main as well.
All right. So, Leanne, there's no petting zoo this time.
No petting zoo.
So, if somebody's looking for you at Porch Fest, tell us.
I will probably be at the artist check-in. All right. However, since we're throwing that out there, if anyone has a petting zoo and would like to be a part of Porch Fest, we are all ears. It was a wonderful addition. And like you said, you can never go wrong with petting cute little animals.
Exactly. Well, Leanne, thanks for joining
us. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. You can find News Tribune on tap at newstribune.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Play.